So if we could go back to Waterloo, I'm going to ask a sort of like Daily Mail style question now, but in terms of Wellington and Wellington's contribution to Napoleon's defeat, if we were going to match up with the two generals against each other, so Wellington in terms of his generalship, does he rank in the same calibre as Napoleon?
This is always an extremely difficult question to answer because Wellington did not command huge armies in the way that Napoleon commanded huge armies. Wellington's big battles up to Waterloo involved sizable forces, but we're talking perhaps, 40 to 70,000 men, that kind of order of magnitude. Now, he had under his command on campaign sometimes more than that, but he didn't direct into battle more than that. Whereas Napoleon, of course, had commanded nearly 200,000 men in battle on rare occasions. But Napoleon had commanded big armies going back a long way. Napoleon had fought against much larger forces as well. Napoleon had commanded vast forces in really big campaigns. I mean, obviously disastrously in Russia, less disastrously elsewhere earlier, and on occasions brilliantly. So it's very difficult to make the comparisons between Wellington and Napoleon. Obviously by 1815, you also have the problem that Napoleon's psychological, physical state is no longer that of a man who's still only about 45, 46 years of age. I mean, they were almost the same age. Whereas Wellington, he's genuinely in a very, very alert state of mind and body. I mean, he is physically and mentally a very, very active man indeed. And it's odd in a way, but it's like talking about a much older man in Napoleon, even though they were the same age. He's exhausted mentally and physically, I think, unlike Wellington. So if you're talking about the day, on the day, if you like, Wellington is the much, much better manager of his army. He is alert, quick, decisive, whereas Napoleon makes a number of mistakes, as it were. And Napoleon's communication system is bizarre. I mean, what happens with Grouchy and wandering off to find the Prussians and getting stranded somewhere in the middle there? I mean, it's just bizarre. This is not how Napoleon won victories 10 years earlier. So in a way, Wellington does out-general Napoleon on the day. But the fact remains that it was desperately close. And Wellington said it all along, that if, you know, he had not been reinforced towards the end of the evening by the Prussians, he would have been in a very, very difficult spot indeed. But of course, to be fair, Wellington's whole decision to fight was based on the Prussians would come. So you could say the battle happened as he wished it to happen, as he planned it to happen. He would not have fought if he hadn't believed the Prussians were going to come. So in that sense, he fought the battle he wanted to fight.